Hello, welcome to Almost 30 Podcast. I am so glad you're here.
I am also glad you're here.
I'm more glad. I'm even gladder.
I love when we have days where we hop on and we just are like...
Sometimes I want to be professional. I want to be like... I know. I want to have a good voice.
You have a beautiful voice.
I want to have a good voice.
You know what? It's like we're underwater. Which, by the way, your phone microphone
is trash.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I mean, I've been talking about it in my DMs for a week. Everyone's like, but everyone is like angels. They like send me a whole paragraph. They're like, hey, don't mean to offend you. I just want to let you know because I'm looking out for you and I really appreciate your like just being so kind.
So sweet.
About my microphone. Yeah, trash. I mean, it's been trash forever.
I'm like, bitch, get a new phone. I can't hear you on these conference calls.
I used to voice note people in my car on it and it only took a while until like a few people were like, it sounds like you're in like a turbine. And I would just do it all the time. But
anywho, welcome. Back. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Lindsay. This is Krista. And if you're new to the show because it's a new year and you're just getting into the podcast, we're glad you're here. What a week to join us.
I know. It's a baller week. And there's probably 400 other episodes that you can dig into. So you got a lot. Those are your plans for 2020.
But this week, we're really excited and honored. We are joined by our favorite astrologers and psychics for their 2021 insights, predictions. And I've listened to all of them. I felt so good leaving these recordings. They were from their heart and from source. And a few of them are channeled, like in this episode, Brie Melanson is channeling. And yeah, I just feel very lucky.
Yeah, it's really good. So if you want to listen to the other one, you can listen to with our astrologers. We had the 2020 predictions with some of the best astrologers we know, and this one is going to be just as powerful.
Yeah, so in this episode, we are joined by Brie Melanson, Erica Gabriel, Kiki Robinson, Natalie Miles, and Tim Braun. And you can find out more about each of these psychics mediums in our show notes as well as on our website. But yeah, these are powerful messages, each one a little bit different, but there are some common threads that are kind of cool.
That are percolating.
Yeah.
We have an episode too, if you want to listen to an episode with Brie, Tim, and Natalie as well. And we'll probably do episodes with the others. So if you guys want to dig into those people specifically, you can. I want to just get into it. Let's just get into it. Let's tell our announcements and then hop in.
Yeah. So quick announcement. We've been doing something secret. We have a new collaboration excited to share with you with Philosophy. So Philosophy is a superfood brand started by our friend Sophie Jaffe. And we've loved her products for a long time. And we wanted to do a special product between Almost 30 and Philosophy. And after much thought and time and from you guys, just telling us what you would like to see in an elixir, we created the Cosmic Elixir.
It's amazing. And really the inspiration behind it was conversation that we have with our community all the time about hormone balancing and hormone health. I went through my own hormone journey, which I've talked about a lot on the podcast, and I needed to find things that I could eat and drink in my life that would really support that. And some of the ingredients are some of the best things that I found for my hormone journey.
Yeah, these are super high vibe organic ingredients like Makuna, vanilla bean pod, hoshuwu, monk fruit, collagen, tokos, just really powerful adaptogens to reactivate beauty, balance, and bliss in your life. So we're incredibly proud of this and excited for you to try it. This is perfect for like cozy holiday time and or just kicking off the new year with like a nice, I always love a beverage ritual.
Same.
In the morning
just like
or evening.
It's got that thick, creamy, frothy top and it has no caffeine. It's just bomb. And I love that it's in recycled packaging. These are female-owned businesses such as Sophie's and then ours. So we're really excited to share this with you guys. Lindsay and I have been drinking it for the past couple of weeks and it is so bomb.
So good. So go to thephilosophy.com. That's the philosophie.com. And then go to the shop there and you'll find the Cosmic Elixir for you to purchase. Thanks for your support, y'all. We love you. We hope you enjoy this episode. If you love it, share it with a friend. That means the world to us. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you listen to the show. That really helps us out. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, we'll see you at Camp Almost 30 this weekend, which is going to be incredible. Kiki Robinson, who's in this episode, is going to be there. So we cannot wait. So Camp Almost 30 happening Saturday, January 16th, a free event to kick off 2021.
Yeah, find out more at almost30.com. Okay, I need to introduce you to a revolutionary new app, Superhuman. I have been doing these Superhuman activations every single morning for the last 3 weeks. Let me just tell you, I kind of fell off of my game after I had the baby. Most of my time and energy was going to him. Still is, but I have been able to carve out time in the morning before I get into the swing with him. And I've been doing these activations. I do a lot of the shorter ones because I don't have a ton of time. But let me just say, this is new. Like, this is a new type of audio that are super energizing and really specifically designed to transform you into your future self. So I know a lot of us want to manifest things. I know a lot of us are thinking about planning for the future, but a lot of us feel stuck. And so I've just felt like this has unstuck me in just the most beautiful way. So I've been doing a lot of their pep talks. I've been doing some of their writing activations. This morning I did the 3 morning questions. It was a 7-minute, really vibey writing activation that I love. So I had my journal out. Yesterday I did a pep talk about tackling procrastination. There's a part of me that procrastinates quite a bit. So I love this. I love this. There's going to be an activation for you for this moment, for this day. It's incredibly supportive. So we actually interviewed Mimi Bouchard, the founder, not too long ago. Check out that interview. And we have a sample of one of the activations on our feed. So you can check that out as well. It's way easier to implement into your routine and far more effective than any other audio app out there. I've just noticed that I'm doing it much more consistently. So please don't miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts. On top of the 14-day free trial, get over 60% off your subscription for a limited time only at activation.com/almost30. Literally, there is no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money back guarantee. The offer is only available through their website, not on the App Store. So that's activations.com/almost30 for 60% off. It expires soon. I am juggling quite a bit lately. I have a new baby, 6 months in, and we are finishing our book and running a business and a marriage and a house. And it's just a lot, but everything is all good and just my dream, but it's a lot. But I have found that if my health routine is on point, then everything runs smoothly. And one huge piece of that routine is my supplementation. And Symbiotica has just always been a constant in my routine. If you haven't heard of Symbiotica, they are a health and wellness company that does everything with intention. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, I know them. Sherveen has been on the podcast many times. I just have seen how passionate, how incredibly intelligent, how dedicated he is to creating products that are clean, plant-based, without toxic or harmful chemicals, which we need more of that in the world. So let me just run you through what I'm taking. I take the vitamin D3 K2. It's the liposomal form. I just squirt 12 little pumps in my mouth every single morning. I also take their B12. I'm also obsessed with the liposomal vitamin C. I have these little packets. Whether it's winter or whatever season, it's obviously great for immunity, but it also is amazing because it has biotin, one of nature's most beautifying ingredients. So I've seen an improvement in my skin, hair, and nail growth as well. I do have mom brain, but I'm doing my best to just support my brain health in any way. So for brain health, focus, and memory, I really love taking their liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It's an innovative form of magnesium that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. It supports brain health, mood, immune system function, and overall well-being. It's incredible and tastes amazing. It's like this yummy vanilla cream flavor. That's the thing with Symbiotica products. They taste unbelievable. So it really makes taking all of these supplements so easy, so yummy, and I actually look forward to it. So if you want to give Symbiotica a try, there is no better time
Right now is the time. Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A. Use our code ALMOST30, 20% off site-wide. So major. And then when you bundle and subscribe, which I highly recommend because you never want to run out of anything, you're going to get an extra discount. So just do it up. Symbiotica.com and use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off site-wide.
Hi, my name is Kiki Robinson, aka Opulent Witch. I am a tarot reader, artist, practicing witch, psychic medium, and energy healer. I am a co-creator of The Living Altar, which is an oracle deck and ritual art project for the radical witch. I am deeply connected to both galactic and celestial realms, as well as the earth and the elements and traditional magic. My practice is based in sovereignty, truth, and reclaiming our ancestral magic. And I truly believe that our magic is living and breathing, and we are all here on earth to express that unique resonance. I am here today to provide insights, themes, and support for this next year as we head into 2021. I drew some cards for this next year because I wanted to call upon the tarot because it is such a potent and powerful divination tool of guidance and clarity. So I drew cards in sections, in quarters. So depending on where you are, whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere, apply this as you will. And then I drew cards as some overall themes and kind of some overall guidance of last messages that I will talk about at the end. So the first card I pulled is the Lovers, which is so beautiful. And as we head into 2021, this is such a beautiful card to receive and to welcome us into the new year. I'm really seeing that there has been a big shift in relationships. So if you have gone through a breakup in 2020, or if you have been single and have been hoping to meet someone, trust and know that your soul connection is really coming in. I'm seeing that there is such a beautiful connection available as we move into this next year, not only with others, but with self and the divine and with community. So I'm seeing that there's a shift into connecting with our soul family, or those who feel like home, you know, those who deeply resonate with our souls. And I'm really seeing that there's this beautiful, like, divine union coming in. I'm also seeing so much fire coming in for this next season, this next year, as we move in, both on our personal lives and on a collective level. It feels like there's this fire of catalyst coming in. I'm really seeing that there's going to be a big shift in career paths. So on a personal level, it feels like the career paths that are out of alignment, that are, you know, based in old systems, or, you know, maybe a societal conditioning of what you thought you should do or what you felt like you needed to do. It's really moving into a space of purpose, mission. And I'm hearing this beautiful connection to sacred work. So I'm hearing, like, what is your sacred work in the world? What catalyzes you to create change, and really what ignites your inner fire. And as we move deeper into 2021, I'm seeing this really cool building of new structures and new systems. And I feel like that's been happening for a while, but, you know, as we've been seeing, there's been a unraveling and a crumbling of old systems, and that will continue. And there is a beautiful building of a new. The Knight of Pentacles came through, and I really see this as a connection to earth and honoring the earth as our ancestor. So I'm seeing a beautiful awakening happening as we move into the spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and a really deep remembrance of the sacred I'm really seeing a lot on a collective level and political level around environmental change, around environmental passions and purpose. So expect to see breakthroughs in science and really just almost like a catalyst or awakening of thought. And as we move into summer in the Northern Hemisphere in 2021, I'm seeing a big shift in the financial system, actually a breaking of old systems around capitalism. And I just see this beautiful water coming in. So I pulled the Nine of Cups, which is a card of replenishment. So I'm actually seeing that replenishment moving into our financial system, seeing a redistribution of wealth. So anywhere wealth has been hoarded, anywhere where it has been bound, it's being freed, and it is moving into spaces which truly need that wealth, resource, and abundance. And I'm really seeing that the summer or the third quarter, the third season holds a threshold for us on a collective level. So thresholds are often initiations. So I'm seeing that this might be a time of upheaval, of collective upheaval, but it is needed. Where can you show up for yourself? Where can you show up for collective is the question that I'm hearing, because this is going to be a time of awakening, of mass movement, of movements on a political scale and movements and community as well. And as we move into the fourth season or autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, I pulled the Four of Pentacles. So this speaks to an honoring of your resources and a connecting to your value system. So I'm seeing within the collective, there's a kind of reconfiguring and reorientating of value systems. So it feels to me like there's almost like a integrity that will be restored and a transformation within those value systems, and also a deep illumination of where it does not resonate anymore. So I'm seeing a continued release, a continued kind of shedding during the autumn. So some themes I'm seeing, I drew the Justice card, and I'm seeing that we're going to experience a great rebalancing, and I'm seeing this as a deep reckoning and reconciliation of debt, not only on a financial level, but on a energetic level. So a accountability is what I'm hearing as the theme. So where there is accountability that is needed, there will be accountability. And I just keep seeing this theme of catalyst and change and initiation on a collective scale. On a personal level, I'm seeing a lot of themes of divine love, actualizing of lifelong dreams and dreams that are new or like you never thought you had, and really just this beautiful kind of shift and change around career is a big theme I'm seeing. Some practical advice that came through is the King of Pentacles. So boundaries. Boundaries are crucial. This is a time where you also see your resources as sacred but not owned. So I'm seeing a perspective shift to be accountable to your resources. Where can you be wise and mindful with your time and energy and money, but where can you also freely give? And I pulled the Surrender card from the Living Altar, and I'm really seeing that on a personal level, I would suggest making relationship with surrender if you haven't already in 2020. I'm hearing things might get weird, and this is a time to call upon surrender as we move into the unknown, as we move into the uncanny, and as we prepare for even deeper change. Surrender really asks us to build trust with ourselves and build trust with life and the process too. So where can you trust yourself to tend to your relationship with spirit, and where can you ask for what you need, and where can you create foundation of trust? So I'm sending you blessings for this next year, for 2021, as we cross this threshold together. And if you want to find more of my work and connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Opulent Witch. My website is www.opulentwitch.com. You can also find the Oracle Deck and Art Ritual Project that I am a co-creator of at The Living Altar. So I'm sending you blessings, and thank you so much for listening.
Hey, everybody. My name is Tim Braun, and I am a medium practicing out of Newport Beach, California. I've been doing this work for 23 years full time, and I have done now over 16,000 one-on-one sittings in 8 countries. I love what I do. I love talking to the dead. And I want to thank Krista and Lindsay for having me back on. I was on almost 30 podcasts last year. It was a really big success. And I know several of you came in and had sittings with me, and several of you who heard me on the podcast, you know, called in and had phone sittings with me. And it was a pleasure working with all of you. You know, I want to share some of my 2021 insights that I feel would be, you know, very, very helpful for all of you. You know, I really feel that, you know, 2021 will bring about the fruition of years worth of self introspection. You know, our relationships, you know, with those that we love will strengthen, as already have been since we've been kind of locked down with a lot of people. You know, as we have this really renewed awareness of what brings security in our lives, you know, we will either seek new homes, or we'll make current homes improved with refurbishing and remodeling, etc. You know, getting back to the home, having dinner at home, having friends over your home. I really feel that that's going to be a big thing for 2021, getting back to the basics that we lost over the past years. You know, it's also going to be a time to reconnect to those that we haven't been able to see in a while due to the pandemic. You know, I've had a lot of clients come in recently, women in their mid-60s, early 70s, who before they walk in the office, they're already crying. And I'm saying, are you okay? And their first response is, I have not seen my grandchildren in 6 months. And once this pandemic is over, you know, we're going to be able to have those relationships again. And it's going to build a stronger, you know, social circle of friends. And, you know, it's going to really improve our well-being, you know, in the new year. One of the other things that I wanted to mention, you know, to be aware of is really be aware of the negativity that's out there. You know, right now, of course, with that pandemic, a lot of people have lost their homes. They've lost their jobs. They've lost a lot. A lot of people, you know, are quite negative right now, and rightly so, because of everything they've gone through. But it does not mean that we have to, you know, follow suit with that. Always focus in on the positive. You know, whenever bad things happen in my life, I always instantly say, God, show me the good. You know, God, show me the good. God, show me the good. I keep on saying that over and over and over until I find some good that has come out of a bad situation. And, you know, I always tell clients, yes, I'm a medium, but I'm not a saint. You know, I'm human just like anybody else. You know, I have my own fears just like anybody else. I have my own issues that I'm working through like anybody else. And whenever, you know, bad things happen, I consistently always, always say God, Shem, with good. If you don't want to say God, you can say spirit. You can say the universe. You can say divine mother. I'm old fashioned. You know, I like to say, you know, God. That's just for me. But really, whatever's important for you. You know, also going into 2021 is going to be a lot of changes, even within our society. And what that means is I really feel with the new president that we have now, I really feel that he's really going to bring the country together in a way that hasn't been done in the last 4 years. And I feel that within our country, there's going to be a lot of healing that's going to take place. So really, all the abuse happened in 2020. You know, all of the negativities have happened in 2020. All the fears that we had to face happened in 2020. 2021 is, I look at, a time of really healing. You know, if you want to look at a burn victim, you know, a burn victim gets burned, but it's through the healing process of having that skin, you know, grow back. It takes time. I feel that 2020 was a year that a lot of us got burned, and we have these first degree, second degree. Some of us have even third degree burns all of our body based on the year 2020. Going into 2021, I fully acknowledge that we will be in the healing process. It's kind of like if you want to look at a burn victim who has now the ointment on their arm, the bandages that are on their arm, they're in the healing phase. So that's something to always always be aware of. The other thing, always remember too, that, you know, misery loves company. So be aware of surrounding yourself with people that are talking about the past, 2020. People are talking about negativities that happened in 2020. You know, misery loves company. Always make sure that you rise above that. You know, one of my heroes in life is Maya Angelou, the author who passed over a few years ago. And one thing that I know about her is that anybody that ever wanted to hold a conversation with her in public, in person, they had to watch every single thing that they said in front of her. For example, if somebody said, I think my husband's having an affair with me, she would just walk away. If another person says, I think I might be losing my job through unemployment, she would just walk away. She would not say, excuse me, I have to pick up my child, or a white lie such as, I'm sorry, I got to meet a friend. She would just walk out and leave. And it taught everybody around her that if you wanted to hold her in conversation, you had to watch every single word that you said and keep it in the most positive form. Because again, misery loves company. And that is why she really helped and healed, you know, thousands, if not millions, of people worldwide. So I just wanted to, you know, give you some tips on that. And that would be in my professional opinion. And my professional opinion, doing now over 16,000 sittings these last 23 years, I've done this work quite a bit. I've seen year after year come and what it's brought. You know, for those of you that want to connect with me, you can go to timbronmedium.com. My Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter is timbronmedium. You know, I have a monthly newsletter that I give different tips to. And if you want to stay in touch with me, just go ahead and email me at timbronmedium.com and get in touch with me and ask to be added to the newsletter. We just send out two newsletters a month, first of the month and then the middle of the month. We don't bombard you with a lot of emails. And that's another way to, you know, stay in touch with me. But in any event, I really wish each and every one of you a very, very successful, high vibration, loving 2021. And if you ever need any type of help or suggestions, feel free to email me. I will email you back. If you need to make an appointment, you know, whether by phone or in person, I'm here for you. A lot of you that heard me on almost 30 podcasts last year, several of you called in from around the country. And thank you for referring your family and friends, because now they're coming in person as well as by phone. So again, love to you all, and I'm giving each and every one of you a big, big hug. And I'm smiling right now, and I'm sending my pure, pure love and pure, pure smiles to each and every one of you. And again, Krista and Lindsay, thank you so much for what you do. You two are healers on the planet, really helping bring this planet together in a better way. If it wasn't for you, we would all be at a loss. So sending you all my love. Thanks, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy, y'all. I don't know. I don't know what I did before therapy, to be completely honest with you. I think I was kind of a mess, but you know, found it when I was meant to. But I have been going to therapy for about 6 years now, which is so crazy. So crazy, but it has changed my life, and I will continue to invest in therapy for as long as I can. I feel like it has totally, totally made my relationships better, made my career better. I am a better mom. I am a better wife. I am a better friend. I am a better daughter and sister. Y'all, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do, this is it. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you get matched and you're like, eh, not quite a fit, they make it easy and it's free to change. But I've had a lot of friends try BetterHelp and love it. So I really, really encourage you to start therapy. It's been the best decision I've ever made for myself. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/almost30 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/almost30.
Hi, my name is Brie Melanson, Epi155. She's vintage. Check her out. I'm an intuitive channel, and after about 10 years or so of doing readings and healing sessions, I began to focus my energy and intention onto supporting others in accessing their own intuition and connection to source. I realized over and over again through the years that people always knew their highest potential. They knew why they were here, and I was just reflecting a truth that was deeper within them. And although sometimes we need to be held in that way, I have found it far more impactful to offer tools so that you can reawaken the most natural part of yourself, your intuitive self, the part of you that lives in grace and ease and expansion, and really how to clear out the conditioning that keeps us from living our fullest potential. My greatest honor and gift in life is to remind people who they are. And I'm going to read a passage of a longer channeled transmission about our future. But personally, if I were to offer anything, you know, like if you're interested, it's to lean in to it all. On the other side of fear and pain and hardship is a greater freedom and deeper wisdom and richer experience of life. We have to feel it to heal it. And our pain is really meant to catapult us into our greater truth. So we're going through a huge collective, what I call ego death right now, hopefully. And if we look back on life at our hardest times and what I would call our ego deaths, they've always gifted us expansion and freedom and wisdom. And we needed to allow a part of ourselves to die off. And right now, more than ever, I think it's so important to really create a strong foundation for who we really are. Things are heightened, and I think it's helpful to not look at our emotions as problems or even attach the identity to it. My anxiety, my depression, and instead seeing them as information and feedback. Letting us know how far we've walked away from truth. And our growth is infinite. It's an infinite process. So be gentle. Be gentle, baby booze. And how, you know, how did the awakened one get to bliss? Through the pain. And we can't get to this 5D talk without moving through the 3D grit. But it's how we reach everything that we are asking for. Your most transparent expression will carry you to your most rewarding incarnation. So do the things that connect you to who you really are and to the oneness that prevails. So very important to create a strong foundation right now. I have a lot of free resources on my site, breathwork meditations, guided processes to reconnect you with your soul and your inherent state of peace. I have a free intuitive training on my site, and my website is breemelanson.com. It's BREEMELANSON. And my Instagram is bree.melanson. I'll most likely post the full transmission of this on my site. It was lots of pages under Bree Sources. See what I did there? Just cheeky, you guys. Under Bree Sources on my site. And, you know, they, you'll hear they kind of dragged me / us when asking about the future, but as always in the most loving way, but I tried to pull out what I felt to be the most potent insight from the following. Potential futures or answers to the questions you pose to energies like us do not hold your safety or well-being. You live in a field of infinite potential that is created in every waking moment. You are reborn and created anew in every waking moment. The one who yearns for the future has already forgotten the miraculous that lives here in the present. The one who worries about outcomes and others has forgotten their own innate power as a great agent of change. What you give your life force to is given life. So we ask you to envision the future you prefer to live in. This has been called a great time of awakening, and it is true for many, but not for all. You must choose the world you wish to live in. The visioning process is an important part of creation. You must first see and feel potential before it can manifest. We remind you of the incredible gift of will. You know that not one thing is separate. So how could you not be a part of determining the greater future before you? We are not suggesting to evade the reality in which you live. We are just asking, how are you defining the reality before you? For this is the power it will hold. We ask you to sit quietly with yourselves, to go into nature, and to remember the purity that is presence. Swim in the earth's waters, to feel the vitality that surges through you, to bask in her beauty, to call upon her grace, breathe in the air that sustains you, and then marvel at what unfolds. We ask you to consider not only the perceptions you hold, but how you're utilizing your will, to consider where your desires come from, and also your fears. If you believe yourself to be merely the body, you remain enslaved to a limited and linear world. All of life is sustained by a unified, intelligent harmony. How could you be any different? If you look to nature, you see that all things are void of agenda. This is the balance that makes all life possible. All that is not life-giving is ultimately unsustainable. The energy required to carry the illusions will eventually collapse. Or you can use your perceptions and will to redefine the world before you so that it may change. We must first tap into what is inherently good for us before we can create a civilization that is based in what is inherently good for all. We must remember our oneness and our connection to source. We are saying that your will should follow the divine inspiration, but you have created a system that functions otherwise. But without pure intention, energy will continue to be lost and imbalance will ensue. You have been conditioned to not trust in joy and freedom of expression because it threatens a society of interdependence and the illusion of control. In essence, your true high expression threatens the false safety of others. Notice the investments that others may have in the smaller self. What happens if you are healthy and thriving? If you do not engage in things that satiate? What if you were self-sustaining? If you return to the earth's wisdom, and then what happens to those who are investing in your idleness? They lose their power, and they too begin their journey back home to truth. You are a divine piece to the whole. Your inherent power is impermeable. It is felt. It is magnetic. And it is unconditional by definition. Do not let others deter you from your incredible ability to overcome. And so what if you were to abandon the ideals that keep you from living fully in the grace of God, which is to say in your greatest light, their most free and wild expression? What happens if you left them here, right here, at this crossing point? Imagine the hearts and worlds that you would illuminate. And this is your will. In great times of darkness, there is always an upheaval of light. And what keeps you from freeing yourself to live in this expression? For without blame, you are free. There is nothing to fear, shun, decree judgment upon, or deem as wrong or inhumane. There's only truth to return to. Do not lend your divine light to the powers that wish to dim it. Do not forfeit your power to those who try to diminish it. You came here too as the glory of light consciousness. And so what shall you do with this light? You have arrived at this time to activate your highest expression. This is not a bad time. This is a time where the morals of the past are being questioned in great measure. You're being given the opportunity to begin again. We're extending our hands and hearts out to you so that you may trust in the path of light, which is truth, which is oneness. Do not reach for solutions outside of you. Instead, harness the power of creation that lives within the eternal present. Do not judge others or blame the powers you think may be. For if you stood in the solidarity of love, you would not be rocked. They would have no power. So dig deep into the wells of your heart. Breathe into presence. Root yourself here often. And why do you see this space as invaluable? The currency of your heart will bring you eternal well-being. So come home, dear ones. Come home. Return to the purification that is presence. It lives beyond the chatter and thought, and the expanse beyond the identity. And presence is the home within you that is still, that holds you and all of life unconditionally. In this space, you reconnect with all that is true. Remember the current of love that is always running within you. Remember why you came. Remember who you are. The infinite is here. You need only harness it. This is the awakening you seek, and this is the path.
Hi, I'm Natalie Miles. I am a channeler for The Collective, psychic medium, writer, host of the So You Think You're Intuitive podcast. And here is my insight into 2021. The channel theme for 2021 that has been coming through for me is your truth. Your truth. And this is going to come through as, and we're going to be dealing with this energy theme as, how do you express yourself? How do you live by your values? And remembering that you are the teacher in your life, and it all comes back to you. You living in your truth, you living in your authenticity, and being in your authentic self. You can test your truths, but it will be made very clear in 2021 what's aligned and what's not. Because no one is going to save yourself but you. You living in your power and you living in your truth. But will you show your authentic self into the world? Will you take the lessons, learnings, values, and truths that you learn about yourself in 2021? And not just about yourself, but what came up in the collective. Will you bring them out? Will you show your authentic self into the world and put them into action? we are still going to be feeling the effects of 2020 into 2021. There will be a financial global impact, a travel impact. Global supply chain will still be impacted. How countries interact with each other, how we travel and move around, technology, space travel, who controls space and who controls, what's around us in space, social media, and this element of power and control. But we are really being guided back into our own truth, our own knowing and our own intuition, our own intuitive gift, and seeing the power within ourselves and knowing that we have access to everything within us for whatever is thrown at us in the exterior world, knowing that we need to keep returning to our truths and also being aware of how our energy is part of the community, it's part of the collective, it's part of the planet, and not seeing it as separate. Because when we step into our truth and in our power, it ripples out in the collective. And this collective energy is going to be important for the transformation and change that is currently happening and is underway and is going to be building as we move through 2021 and into the years ahead. 2020 was such a pivotal year, and now we uncover, unlearn, and unpack even more in 2021 and really step into our truth. If you want to hear more about 2021, I also channel through a whole episode, a whole channeled message on my podcast, So You Think You're Intuitive. It will be the 2021 channeled energy forecast, which will be coming out in the first week of January. So if you want to hear more of a channeled message from me, you can go and listen to it on my podcast, So You Think You're Intuitive, or find me on Instagram. I am Natalie Miles. Thanks.
Hello, friends. My name is spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. I'm so happy to be with you today. And thank you so much to the Almost 30 podcast. And I'm thrilled to talk about the year 2021. Yes, bring it on. Bring it on. Something I always say is it's super important to be in the moment. And, you know, I think a lot of anxiety starts in life when we start looking back or we start looking way ahead in the future. It can make us feel super uncomfortable because both of those things we can't control. So something I always tell people is stay in the moment. If you're having anxiety, it's because you're projecting yourself either in the past or in the future. So a wonderful tool is to get grounded, get yourself in the present moment. And you can do that using your breath or any of the tools that you've built to help you get yourself grounded. So what's interesting in talking about 2021 is I kind of have to do something that I don't normally do. And that is look back a little bit, because I feel like sometimes when we're figuring out where we're going, we have to look at where we've been. So in order for me to tell you about 2021, first of all, I am a spiritual medium, right? So I mediate information from the spirit world to our world. I connect in and tune in with people's incredible already existing connection to the spirit world. And I listen in and I see pictures, feelings, visions, people that have crossed over. And then with what I'm seeing, I form messages around what I'm seeing and deliver it to the person that I'm reading and that I'm connecting with. So today I'm kind of connecting with an entire year, which is a different kind of experience, right? So I don't do like world predictions, right? I'm not predicting the weather or anything like that. But what I do is connect in and tune in with the energy and the vibration of our collective consciousness moving forward as a spiritual medium. I hope all that makes sense. And when I do that, I look at 2019. And in 2019, when I did my yearly prediction, I was tuning in and working with my spirit guides, and I saw this amazing snake slither into my meditation. And I asked my guides and the snake why it was there. And they told me because 2019 was all about shedding the past and shedding what no longer serves us, right? So a beautiful snake, you know how snakes molt? They kind of molt and then they get rid of an entire layer of skin. And that was what 2019 was about. It was about releasing that which did not serve you anymore, letting it go so you can be present in who you really are. And then when I hit 2020 and was starting to tune into the vibration of 2020, it was like these very intense waves of change of 2019. If you think of water, waves, rough seas, right? I almost saw a still lake with no waves. And I asked my guides, why am I seeing this? And they said, because 2019 was a big year of releasing, right? So we saw a lot of people letting go of jobs, letting go of relationships, all kinds of things, shedding, falling away. And 2020, we would be forced or asked to look upon still water. And I said, why still water? And my guide said, because you can see yourself in still water. So my vibe prediction right before 2020 was all about reflecting and looking at ourselves. Now, did I know there would be a global pandemic? Absolutely not. But when we got kind of shut down and shut in for quarantine, I went, oh, this is what they meant. Still water, going within, being forced to look at ourselves and look what was there. And that's why there was such a call in 2019 to let go of things that don't serve you, right? Because it was like in 2020, you're going to have to really look at that, right? So here we are at the end of this unbelievable year, headed into a new year. And we're kind of had to look at ourselves. And now what I'm getting from my guides as I tune into this time, I've been waiting for some water predictions here, right? And I'm like, well, what's going to happen to the water next? And what was amazing was I saw a bird, almost like an eagle spirit, an eagle come and swoop down and take a drink of the water and then elevate back up again. And when I look at 2021, I really feel that this year will be choose your own adventure. You are going to have to decide, are you going to dive down in the depths of despair and sadness? Or can you elevate and rise above that, elevate your energy into the light, into positive thought, into forward motion, and take everything you've learned about this year and the years prior, and can you use all of that to believe in yourself, to trust yourself, to truly believe in everything that you've seen and learned? And can you use this and can you use these times as a way and as something to stand on, right? So we see all the things that have gone on this year, almost like we're being, you know, bricks being thrown at us. Oh my gosh, what is all this? This is unbelievable, right? But can you take hold of those bricks and build a staircase with them and walk up that staircase and use the things that have happened to elevate yourself, your energy, your mind, and truly think of the beautiful eagle that came swooping into my vision as an incredible, incredible kind of idea for you to move forward on. Can I rise above? Can I see things for what they are? Can I take a bird's eye view on all of this? Instead of getting swallowed into darkness, I can elevate above it. I can look down and look at what everything I've learned and use it. Use it to move forward on my path, to choose my own adventure as I move forward. Because I do have to say, in 2021, the hits keep coming, right? And I don't mean that in a negative way, but we are going through a massive shift in our collective consciousness, right? So there's change and there's turmoil and lots of things are falling away and lots of things are changing and transitioning, which is all leading towards something good. But are you going to let all those things just weigh on you and run you down? Or can you use all that and elevate your energy, elevate your mind, elevate your life, elevate your vision for what you have for yourself and rise above it? Think of that eagle soaring high above And the other amazing thing the eagle can do is see a teeny tiny itty bitty tiny mouse and dive for it, right? It's about focus. Focus on what you want to see in your life. A lot of 2021 is about your own motivation, your own inspiration, your own belief in yourself, and continuing, as we saw in 2019, to let things that no longer serve you fall away. And continuing what we saw in 2020 about looking within and looking at ourselves. But now it's 2021 and we're ready to elevate and soar and shine. This is going to be a very intense year full of change and transition. But for you, my friends, it can be one where you soar to great heights. Believe in yourselves. Trust in yourself. All will be well. And happy, happy, happy new year. I want to say God bless to every single one of you. Know that no matter what is going on in your life, you are never alone because God is with you. Spirit is with you. The angels are with you. Your spirit guides are with you. And your precious loved ones who have crossed over are absolutely with you always, always, always. It is so my pleasure to bring forward these messages. I'm sending you all many blessings, much gratitude. God bless. If you want to stay connected with me, please follow me at Spiritual Medium Erica. It's E-R-I-K-A. You can follow me there. You can go to my website, ericagabriel.com, E-R-I-K-A-G-A-B-R-I-E-L.com. And you can check me out there. You can always email info@ericagabriel.com if you have any questions or are hoping to get on my wait list for a session. Love you all. God bless you. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so, so much to our friends, Bree Melanson, Erica Gabriel, Kiki Robinson, Natalie Miles, and Tim Braun, for gifting us those messages. I feel so lucky.
It was so good. And then get this to your friends. I definitely think this is a perfect way for us to kick off 2021 together with some beautiful, inspirational predictions from some of the best.
Thank you all for listening. You mean so much to us. Stay tuned. We have some special announcements coming up for really cool and innovative and supportive ways that we are going to connect with one another this year, provided by us at Almost 30. And thank you for subscribing. Simply, it means a lot to us that our episodes are showing up in your inbox every single week. We love you. We love you. And last but not least, thank you so, so much to our sponsors, Nutribullet, Issue, Blue Blocks, and Hum Nutrition. You can find all discount codes and links in our show notes as well as on almost30.com. Just click on the partners tabs.
We'll see you at Camp Almost 30.
See ya.
Bye.